Each week, we bring you Making It, audio postcards from DIY artists making it in Indiana. This week, WFYI's Melissa Davis speaks with a self-taught drummer. He started as a young teen in Plymouth, Indiana, moved to Indianapolis in junior high, and now in his 30s, he drums for indie rock band Brother Oh Brother.
Hi, I'm Warner Swopes, and I make beats.
Why is making beats your preferred medium?
I say that because there are a lot of more maybe technical and talented drummers maybe in Indianapolis, especially like a lot of my friends are super, super good at drums and really rehearsed and tight. I'm real self-taught and real kind of loosey-goosey in my methods. I just like to bring a fat beat to the music.
I'm in love with you, baby, like a monster truck.
How do you come up with a beat?
I normally just listen to whatever the guitar riff is and try to find something that accentuates what the guitar is doing, but also is unique and different from anything else I've heard. There's always beats rolling around in my head, like throughout my day-to-day. Just anything that makes any kind of noise, I try to pick up on that rhythm and see what I could add to it. I carry my drumsticks around a lot, especially when we're out about, you know, touring and stuff. I'll carry them with me throughout the day and just kind of hit them on whatever's available, you know, things in the van, dashboards, stuff like that, and just kind of get a feel for what feels right or sounds like it might be a cool thing. But you don't really know until you get it actually on the drums and with the other music. You know, there's only so many drum beats that can be in existence. I'm always just trying to find some unique, different take to it, you know?
How does Indianapolis factor into your art?
For me, Indianapolis has always kind of been my home base. So when my family moved here, when I was in like middle school, it just felt like the right place to be. And the people here, it's just so much more friendship here than it is in other parts of the country. You get out and you see a lot of bands who are trying to compete with each other, but here it's more like we're trying to help each other out. And not to get all sappy, but it's just like all of the drummers in this area are all really cool with each other and, you know, very complimentary of each other. And I think that's just a lot of fun. And it makes the process of making music and playing with different bands more fun that way.
What makes you keep going with your art?
I keep going with my art mostly just because I enjoy what I do, and also because I have two pretty young kids. A lot of times people are like, well, isn't it kind of a bummer to travel and be away from your family and stuff? And it is. It definitely is. But part of it is I want to show my kids that if you want to be successful at something or you have a passion or a dream to do something, that you just keep doing it and you work at it. Because I think if I were just to be like, well, I guess I'm going to give it up and stay home, that doesn't really show them that you've got to work for, you know, the things that you want to do. I'm definitely seeing that in my son right now. He's 5 and he's starting to take on those attributes of like, you got to keep doing it if you're going to do something and be passionate about it. Sometimes it's not easy, but you got to just keep pushing. I guess I would just say if you want to learn how to play drums, lessons are definitely a good way to go. But if you feel like you can't, for whatever reason, take lessons, just get a hold of some drums. Drums is something I feel like if the passion is there, you can be good at it.